Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey, dog. Hey. 6:22, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. If you're like, hey, Bud, hey. I want something to drink, maybe like a new Bud Light next, or maybe a neutral. They got you covered and you're stocked up, so when you open that fridge door, that cooler, pow, right there.
Got you covered.
And a few more neutrals the other day, too, man. I think that's going to be the drink of the summer right there. Anyway, moving on. Let's get to it, man. Major League Baseball yesterday. Red Sox beat the Tigers 9-7. White Sox beat the Mariners 6-4. Pirates beat the Cubs 6-2.
Scurvy.
Pirates' favorite letter of the alphabet, Brock.
Arr.
No, it'd be the C.
Yes.
Love that setup. Seattle getting beat in Chicago, playing the White Sox at 2-10. Detroit over in Kansas City at 8-10. Cubs going to be in Colorado at 8:40. Check those games out tonight. NHL tonight, Red Wings going to be in Carolina playing the Hurricanes, 7 o'clock. San Jose Sharks going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30. Some hockey action tonight. NBA, Hawks beating the Hornets last night, 132-103. Pelicans beating the Spurs, 113-103. Just getting through some scores here, man. It's Thursday, our first day back. Got a lot going on here, man, yeah. So bear with me. Brock's got a good story, I think, coming up here. But real quick, a fire broke out Wednesday morning during a renovation project at Camp Randall Stadium. You know where that's at, right, Brock?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Camp Randall Stadium, causing one worker to get taken to the hospital with injuries. Madison Fire Department officials said paramedics treated and transported one person to the hospital with serious injuries. The name of the injured person wasn't released. Wisconsin athletic officials said the fire involved roofing solvent material and occurred during construction. Wisconsin's home football stadium is undergoing a renovation of its south end zone. So apparently some call on fire, man.
Ew.
And, it's not good over there.
Somebody was Wisconsin smoking on the job. Ash got loose on there. Yeah.
You know, it's always that one guy, too. You know, he probably flicked his cig. He was up there.
His usually name is like Ted or something. Like,
there was something with the roof. I don't know.
It's up there smoking.
Just say that. Cause,
son of a.
You know. Anyway, your Wisconsin team's football stadium burned down almost. So bad news over there in Wisconsin. One more story here, or do you want to do yours real quick? Let's do yours.
Mine's not too crazy. Just some idiot thought it'd be a good idea to glue their hand to the Timberwolves court. So this happened earlier this week during Tuesday night's Timberwolves-Clippers game. An animal rights protester made a scene on the court, gluing her hand to the floor. The woman wore a T-shirt referencing Timberwolves owner Glenn Taylor's farm. Activists say his farm inhumanely slaughtered millions of chickens following a bird flu outbreak. However, the super glue did not work, and they took her away pretty easily. So,
What do you do in that situation? You know what I do? I propose this. Everybody just leave her and ignore her.
Just play around her?
just play around her. Ignore her. Don't even look at her.
Yeah.
Dude, the lights go off and everybody leaves that stadium. It's a little awkward. You know, she's going to be thinking twice about doing that again when those lights shut off.
Yep.
It's
like a child looking for attention. You know, they're going to do things, annoying things. So you pay attention to them. But if you just ignore them, they go away and it's fine.
Or you just like pants them a little bit. I'm not talking completely naked. Just maybe some underwear or something, you know.
Draw something on their face, you know.
Watch them struggle a little bit. See what happens? See? Don't be gluing your hand to a cord, lady.
See,
Come on. She
did it wrong. She should have got some Gorilla Glue, all right, some of that good stuff, all right, completely covered her backside in it and then laid down on the court, all right? That will get people talking.
Yeah.
Just a naked person stuck to the floor.
Jeez. Anyway, you can't be doing that. You're not gonna change anybody's mind by doing that.
And not to mention,
I can glue my hand to the floor too here in this basement in protest of something my wife does.
Oh yeah, well, like whatever.
Laughs at me.
Yep. Be like, well, have fun being stuck in the basement because you glued yourself to the floor, moron. Right. Anyway,
one last story here, man. Baker Mayfield. Listen to this. Mayfield feels the Cleveland Browns deceived him about their offseason plans, which resulted in them trading for Deshaun Watson. Speaking on a podcast, Mayfield, whose four-year run as a Cleveland quarterback essentially ended when the team acquired Watson in a stunning deal last month and with Houston, I should say. He said the team was not up front with him. Mayfield said he feels disrespected 100% because the team told him that one thing, told him one thing and did another, basically, blah, blah, blah. So basically, Baker's pissed off because he didn't perform.
I knew you were going to take
now,
that
now
route.
Now they're benching him or getting rid of him because he sucks. And now he's all mad. Here's the thing, Baker. Put up some numbers, man. Look around you. Look at all the other QBs.
They're putting up
numbers that are starting.
They did well. Like, I mean, it took a couple years for Baker to kind of find his rhythm as a rookie. And then, you know, they built some players around him. And they made the playoffs for the first time in years. But, you know, is it worth, it's almost like the Dak thing, you know, like, all right, do you really have the numbers?
Here's my thing, this has nothing to do with stats, this has nothing to do with his college career, there's nothing really to do with anything but me just watching him and looking at him and be like, he's just not the guy, you know, sometimes you can just look at, I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. I'm not saying the guy can't.
He's an NFL
quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and say he sucks. All right. And I apologize for that. But it's just something about the guy I watch. I'm just like, he just doesn't have it. Doesn't have it. I don't know what it is. He can throw the ball. He can run. He studies. He's a nice guy. But he just doesn't have it. You know,
so you think like, all right, he'll get some wins for the team, maybe sell a few more jerseys, have a couple good runs, but you're not
going to go any further than that.
Not going to close it. Okay. Interesting.
I'm sorry, Cleveland fans, but are you Cleveland fans out there? Come on. You can kind of see it too.
When did he get drafted? He's been in now, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, something like that. Four or five years.
Mayfield draft.
It's just one of those things where it's like, it's not clicking. It's not clicking. Maybe he is an awesome, phenomenal, great quarterback. It just doesn't click in Cleveland.
Well, now, look at this. And it was 2018, so God, it was 4 years. So, I mean, it's been a good chunk of time. But now, Hunter, look at this. Look at what Matt Stafford did. Would you have said 3 years ago Matt Stafford is a Super Bowl winning quarterback?
No, I would definitely not have said that. But a couple years ago, if you would have asked me, hey, who's better, Matt Stafford or Baker Mayfield, hands down, I would have said Matt Stafford.
So maybe we see a Matt Stafford kind of mirroring. Maybe it just
he's going to go somewhere else. And who's going to pick him up, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, now that he's sitting there whining and making a scene. Crank.
You know what another thing, too, is I'm sorry we're busting on Baker Mayfield, dude. But it's just in the news this morning, so deal with it. Is there's something about doing a bunch of commercials before you put up numbers and, like, perform. It's like if somebody came to me and I, like, went into the NFL, like, and I haven't put up any numbers, right? And they're like, hey, you're the big talk. We need you to be in our commercials. I'd be like, hey, you know, I probably would do it, honestly, but – is there a thought in your head to be like, dude, what if I suck?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I suck, and when I suck, it goes to commercial, and it's me again.
And it was like, oh,
damn it.
How'd this guy ever get a contract? He sucks.
He sucks.
That's a good point, Hunter. That's a good point. You need to perform before you can start, you know.
Exactly.
Be careful with that.
Yeah. Because when people are pissed off at you during the game because you just threw an INT, then it goes to your commercial.
Can't get away from this guy.
Can't get away from him. So I apologize, Baker. I don't really dislike you. I just never thought you were top tier. So
that's right. The guy who made it to the NFL first round draft
is getting ripped on by this guy in a robe in his basement.
I just don't see it. I don't understand it.
Jeez.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 10 thing that rocks.
Well, good morning, 7:26, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up? Good morning. How you doing? Here we go.
Oh, nice, man. We should only work 2 days every week. This is great.
It's pretty nice.
Not like anybody's going to miss it, right?
It's going to be sunny today, too, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I like it. Thanks, Al Roker. Appreciate it.
That's the weather. It's
the weather. All right. Hey, we got to do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light and amazing new products like Bud Light Next and Neutral. So when you open up that cooler, that fridge, you're like, oh, look at all those great Bud products. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Fill them up in the skinny cans, too, which means you can put more in that fridge. That's what I like about the old skinny cans.
Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm, I guess. I don't know. Seems right. Anyway, Major League Baseball. Yesterday, Red Sox beating the Tigers 9-7. White Sox beating the Mariners 6-4. Pirates beating the Cubs 6-2. If you're a baseball fan, it's on its way, man. Finally, they got that. They got them swinging out there, dude. I saw it was the Braves game the other night. I just saw a clip from it.
Yeah,
the pitcher, which I believe is the catcher for the Braves, he gets beaned by a ball. He was up at bat. He just falls like a sack of potatoes and lays there like he's dead. You guys usually they like, get up and start to move around a little bit. No, he just laid there. Like, tongue out, dude. Everybody started laughing. Even the coaches started laughing. It was pretty funny, dude.
Ah, you got me.
So I'm like, dude, thank you. There we go. So, keep baseball entertaining, you know? Today, Seattle going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox. 2:10, Detroit over in Kansas City at 8:10. You can catch that on WSJM on the old radio. Chicago, the Cubs going to be over in Colorado at 8:40. So it's a baseball tonight. Tonight, in NHL, Red Wings going to be in Carolina playing the Hurricanes. 7 o'clock. The San Jose Sharks. Jose. Going to be over in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8:30. So, NHL fan, here we go, dude. What do you call it? Puck, puck.
Skate, puck, puck. That's what it is.
Skate, puck, puck.
That's there right.
Little skate, skate, NBA puck, last night. It's kind of a weird way to put it. I just love that they get to fight, dude.
I know.
Every time I go, I've been to 3 hockey games in my entire life, dude. And every time I go, like, I get in the stadium, and I'm just like, dude.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
This could be hockey and fighting tonight. You know?
Oh, for sure.
It's kind of like with NASCAR. It's like, I know you don't want anybody to crash, but come on. You're there for a couple
Well, you
crashes,
want them to crash. You?
You
want them to die. That's what
Yeah,
it
you
is.
Want them to be safe when they crash. You know? It's like, here, we're here for a race, and could be a crash.
Could be a crash.
Crash, you know? Could be a fight. Oh, with NASCAR, though, there could be a race, a crash, and
a fight. And that's true. That's true.
That's why NASCAR is badass, man.
Good stuff.
NBA, last night, Hawks beat the Hornets 132-103. High scoring there, man. Pelicans beating the Spurs 113-103. Hey, let's do your story real quick with the hand on the court.
It wasn't anything too crazy. Tuesday night, some animal protester it glued her hands to the floor of the Timberwolves court in order to protest the owner's farm, who apparently killed a bunch of chickens because of a bird flu outbreak inhumanely, which I don't know if she knows this or not, but if there's a bird flu outbreak, we don't want those birds around because bird flu is bad for us. But yes,
yeah, glued my hand to the court.
She did that. However, she didn't use the right glue because they just pulled her right off. She probably maybe lost that top layer of skin. So
was it like Elmer's glue?
Yeah.
You can't use the white glue. Lady.
She ate the eating glue and the sniffing glue, not the sticky glue.
You know?
So that's what.
Hey, you know what? I got some JB Weld at the shop. Actually, I got some JB Quick. It'll be real quick.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
If you want to really protest, hey.
You have to cut your hand off right there. Leave your hand on the floor. You ain't getting that off, man.
Yeah, we will weld your hand to that floor.
Did you weld your mouth shut? What?
Jeez. So they got her off, got her.
Yeah, they got her. All right. Your adult pouting is done. Let's go. Let's go.
Jeez.
Get out of the stadium.
All right, one last story here real quick. Baker Mayfield in your news, man. Baker feels the Cleveland Browns deceived him about their offseason plans, which resulted in him being traded for Deshaun Watson. They just picked up Deshaun, basically. Speaking out of a podcast, Mayfield, whose 4-year run as a Cleveland QB essentially ended when the team acquired Watson in a stunning deal last month with Houston. So the team was not upfront with him about it. So Baker's kind of pissed off about, you know, hey, man, come on. I was starting. I sucked and I started and you figured it out. I just never liked him. I'm sorry. I don't want to rant
on
him anymore.
Now, did you not like him because he was in Cleveland?
And this is me. I'm sitting here in my basement on the radio show. It's skin and bones, dude. You know, I could not make it in the NFL. With that being said, Baker is just look at all the other quarterbacks. He doesn't look like any of the greats. You look at him. He can throw the ball. He can run. He can run an offense sometimes. blah, blah, blah. He's got skills. But you just got to have the it factor in the NFL anymore. If you don't have it, then sorry. You can't start because every other team's got it now. There's that many it quarterbacks out there that, like, each team can kind of get one.
So you're just saying your standpoint, you just don't think he's got the what it takes to be that guy. We're not going
to
see
him. Before you start doing commercials, you need to perform, basically, is where I'm. If you want to put it in a, you know.
What, you're mad because he beat you out for the progressive commercials?
Damn you, Baker.
It was supposed to be at home with Hunter.
All right.
The Play of Me Morning Show.
Since you don't want to go from this dude playing terrible right to a commercial with him in it. Looks bad for the company.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Anyway, I don't know. It's just, hey, Baker, don't be too pissed off about it. It was coming, bro. I'm just saying.
Yes, the guy who had, in the sports world, I think 1% chance to make it
to
the NFL.
Trust me, I do sports on the Play and Be Morning Show. I know what I'm talking about.
You have no idea. Anyway, I like it. Anything else?
There you go, man. There's not really much going on, so let's just...
Good enough for me, buddy. All right, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.